we're all still coming to terms with the awful tragedy in the St. Johnstone area. Two young men, 19 years of age, very sadly lost their lives. A third remains in hospital. And there's never a good time to talk about road safety, especially in this county, as we've so many instances, it would seem. But we must in this case, because locals in the St. Johnstone area have been warning of dangers for quite some time. Donna Marie Reynolds is a concerned member of the St. Johnstone community and has had a petition running in relation to safety here. Hi, Donna Marie. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Greg. And first of all, I'd like to express my sympathy and my heart goes out to all the families that are affected by the recent tragedy. I just couldn't believe it when I woke up yesterday morning to hear the news that there'd been another accident on that stretch of road. So first of all, I'd like to just say that, and that the community here, it's such a small community that we're all devastated in hearing the news. So I started the petition yesterday just to raise concerns again, because I know the community have worked tirelessly before to highlight the dangers of this road. And to my knowledge, there's been at least 7 deaths or more on this stretch of road over the years, Greg. So there's been numerous incidences that have occurred. And a lot of them as well haven't been reported because the wall has been rebuilt several times and edges, and pedestrians have lost their lives as well. So, it's just there's been repeated accidents and it's not an isolated issue. So I really just feel that something needs to be done, and hopefully decision makers, if anyone's listening, that they will address the issues and put in some traffic calming measures, speed ramps, improve the signage and widen those dangerous bends on the road, especially there just before Larkins on the bend of the road there. There's been just numerous occasions of incidences, and also just about 100 metres away on the turn there before Buncrana and Newton Cunningham, there's been a fatality there as well, only just a few years ago. So, it would be great if people, just to encourage people to sign the petition, and hopefully decision makers will listen and something will be done about it.
Obviously, the investigative process in relation to the latest collision is ongoing. God of Forensics will have to determine what mm-hmm. caused it. There are a number of factors that can be contributing factors to a road traffic collision. So we can't really talk of the most recent mm-hmm. incident. But why is this particular road, what is it about it that lends itself to this dangerous reputation, Donna Marie?
Yeah, well, there's numerous sharp bends on the road, and especially near Larkins there, there's one area that's quite tight, and we get a lot of lorries on the road, and even myself on that part of the road, I have tipped off, at the side there, because there's a footpath there too, which is extremely dangerous, to be honest with you, there too, and it's just really dangerous. There's a few areas there now where cars have gone in. And I'd say I was talking to locals there, and at least a dozen accidents a year happen there, incidents happen a year there. And not all of them are reported, so they're not, the people are okay, they get their cars fixed or whatever and the wall gets rebuilt. But so there's a few areas there, and especially there's hedges as well that probably would need to be removed as well in some areas as well, especially that turn to Newton Cunningham and Buncrana. It's a very dangerous turn there. And even further up as well, there's an area with trees and a house there where cars have gone into the wall several times on the bend towards St. Johnstone there as well. So there's actually a few parts of the road there that really need to be looked at and are very dangerous. And it's really dangerous for people because there's very few places to walk as well. And there's a stretch of footpath there that people walk past the church and that, past, the rectory there on the main road before the garage. And it's very dangerous. It's really not a safe footpath, for people to be walking on as well.
Where is the petition, where's the petition available?
So it's on change.org, and it is Yeah, it's unchanged.org, and it's install ramps and signage on R236. I've just sent it there to Highland Radio
so
people could link on it and click and sign it. That would be great. So I really just felt that something needed to be done. As I said, there has been Mary Crossan and the Management Board and the Resource Centre have done tireless work in the past to highlight the issue, and they were told that a pedestrian crossing and traffic lights would be installed at the end of the town there in St Johnson. But unfortunately, it never came to fruition. And, you know, these towns are forgotten about.
Well, of course,
you know?
but we've discussed this particular issue on this programme on numerous occasions, and it's not exclusive to the St Johnston area. There are a number of hotspots. And there's always need for surveys. The TII might be involved. It's over here, it's over there. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, nothing gets done. All right, Donna Marie Reynolds, thank you. Donna Marie rightly pointing out that this has been on the agenda for quite some time. Alec, I know you've certainly been aware of the dangers and trying to get them addressed for a long time now.
Yes, I agree 100% with Donna. The Caring St Johnston Resource Centre has been petitioning the council for 10 years, over 10 years, to get something done with that corner. That wall has been knocked down 3 times in 1 year. Now, you're approaching that bend, you have a curb there. Especially Lois. The bend's too sharp, the Lois has to go up on the footpath to get round that corner. If they don't, they're on the wrong side of the road. If a car's coming down there speeding, if the back wheel hits that curb, it turns around, straight onto the wall, or if a car coming, it's a head-on smash. Now, I'm very angry because I've been listening to people come out and say, this is a tragedy, this never should have happened. For 10 years, more than 10 years, we were steady at the council to get something done with it. So it didn't come as a surprise. Unfortunately for the people that were killed, I'm sorry. And I feel sad for the parents. Mm-hmm. But this was going to happen.
You know, when we talk about other really bad stretches of roads, you know, like say for instance the A5, and we all know how dangerous that is, and it is a massive project to increase safety on that road, you know, multi hundreds of millions and years and the thing about St Johnston and other towns where people have similar concerns, we're actually really talking more about a will and the desire to do it, because the money involved is chicken feed really compared to some of the safety works we talk about. It would not have taken an awful lot, Alex, to sort of implement some of these safety measures that locals have been calling for.
No, and it would not. The fact, the only time you see councillors is coming up to elections. Now, I don't know what they're doing up in Lufford. Now, they've been told about this numerous times and nothing's been done about it. And that's sad when somebody loses their life.
I will say in relation to the councillors, they can make representatives, but these are executive decisions. Sometimes it's the responsibility of the council executive, the roads office. Sometimes it's the responsibility of the TII. A councillor really, in this instance, can only do what you're doing, Alec, and say, can you look at this? Can you do this? They don't really have the powers to make it happen. But I understand your frustration as well.
They're closer than what I am to the council.
That's true. I will accept that. That is true. Okay, Alec, thank you for your time. Raymond McDade is a garage provider in St Johnston. Raymond, thanks for chatting to me. I do appreciate it. I wish it was under any other circumstances. Your business, very close to the scene of many of these collisions that have been witnessed in the area.
Yes, Greg, how are you doing? We're only about 75 metres away from the accidents which happen regular up there, Gregory.
So in other words, you know, even ones that we don't hear about but aren't reported, you would probably get the call out to go in and move a yoke or pull it out of the ditch or whatever it might be.
Usually what happens, Greg, when they go around that corner there, there's a high curb, they clip the curb, they either hit the church wall or they go into the hedge on the far side. Luckily, you know, maybe this, we'd be up there maybe 15, 16, 18 times a year with a fork truck, lift the car out of the ditch or lift it out of the wall, you know.
And that is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the guards aren't always on scene because they're not always required to be on scene. So we don't really have a full sense of the... We're getting more of an insight into how dangerous that is from you than we might from the guards, put it like that.
Yeah. No, hey, it's a regular occurrence, and it would be very simplified, you know, to be very simple sorted. You know, it's either take a bit of the ditch, a fire ditch away, for when a lorry comes round there and it meets a car, you know, the lorry's holding in and the car pulls in and it clips the curb, and that's what happens, then the car slides down the road. Now, this fatal accident has happened, you know, which is probably going to highlight the thing now. But it shouldn't have went to this stage. It should have been sorted. I'm here 55 years in business, and, you know, I end up with the cars in the yard here, or they take the cars and get them fixed. But this is a regular occurrence, and I haven't seen any councillors or anybody else come into this yard to me to say, Raymond, what could we do about this, or what should be done about this? You know, and I would be speaking to guards regularly as well. Sometimes when we left the guards might be there, you know.
Yeah.
But there is still nothing being done, and would be very simple. It would be very simple sorted. It wouldn't take a real big money cost to do it.
What needs doing for a man who's been there all his life and in business all his life and have chatting, you know, 12 to 18 times a year you're going on site here. What's actually happening? Is it the traffic is too quick and it clips that curb, or is the curb too pronounced? Or what needs, in your expert opinion, and I'm going to call it an expert opinion, what needs doing, Raymond?
Well, it's really not speed all the time. It's just probably maybe careless driving, maybe, or, you know, they just come into the corner maybe 30, 40 miles an hour, Greg. Mm. The road could be wet, and they clip the curb, and the car just spins around when they clip the curb. That's exactly what happens all the time. And, you know, they need to take a wee bit off the other side of the road, you know, to give lorries, meeting cars, give them a bit of room, and give the cars a bit of room when they're meeting one another. And it's not really speed, because there's a ramp further up the road there, maybe 150 metres, which slows the traffic coming into the town, you know.
Right. And this is
and
a busy stretch.
On the other side of the town, McCarrigan.
Right, this is a busy stretch too. It's not just local traffic. People travelling from Strabane to Derry or vice versa might use this road too, right?
Well, that's what's happening. The Derry, Strabane, people will be using this road regular, because the road over on the far side there, going into Derry, you know, via New Buildings there, Hitby's very busy in the mornings there. So this road will be very busy in the mornings and the evenings.
Okay.
And especially, you know, they need to do something with the traffic coming in via Carrigan's and St. Johnson, because, you know, if you're coming out of the shop there, you know, coming across the road there, with the car falling out there, you know, you have the car out, the next thing this car's coming speeding up from the Carrigan's end and go through St. Johnson, you know, so need a couple of ramps would sort the thing out, only in the meantime, but that could still save lives.
Yeah, and we see ramps elsewhere, why not here?
We're the forgotten town here, Greg. You know, we seem to be bypassed by councillors and everybody else, you know.
Yeah.
I hear them on the radio there all the time, for you there, but, you know, the places needs money spent, and towns need, and villages needs money spent, but this is definitely a safety thing we need to be sorted.
Yeah, and I heard the same from Alec as well, too. You know, that is a sense in the area, definitely, from both you and he, and both of you have been around for a long time, and both of you very interested in safety in the area too, so I trust what you're saying. Raymond, just say that one more time, just to be clear. In relation to this curb, this corner, you've got the garage there 75 metres out of the way. You're on scene at least once a month anyway.
At least once a month, Greg, at least. And, you know, to be fair, this is the most fatal accident I have seen here. I've seen accidents, maybe with going ambulances, but this is the most fatal one. Now, and, you know, these people were just very, very, you know, a second might have made a difference, or 2 seconds, but that wasn't the case.
Okay. Okay. Raymond, thank you for your time. That's Raymond McDade, a garage owner there in St Johnston.